CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative. Indy 1015 FM.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
This is Steel City Music. I am your host, Gunner, hanging out with you in these times of semi-lockdowns. We're on stage two in Ontario. I don't quite know what that means. I think it's like you can't go out and have a drink. You can't do certain things. You can't hang out with anybody. Put a mask on. It's like, well, I've been doing that for 2 years. I don't know what stage of life I'm in anymore. It's all one big long blur, folks. But if you've heard all this stuff before, so I guess I'm not going to go on about it. But it does affect everything we're doing. And with my show, with the Steel City Music Show, I like to do a lot of interviews, tell people what's going on, blah, 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 yitty, yitty, yitty. And what's going on? But the fun thing is I'm the type of person, I don't know about you, but I like to go through old music and rediscover things from the past and enjoy them, right? So I rediscovered Everybody Dance Now, Volume 10 from CFMU 93.3. It was a disc that was put out. I'm not quite sure the year that it came out. But I'm gonna have to get a hold of Jamie Tennant. But I thought, you know what? I'm gonna play the album. You know what I mean? Let's just do that. Maybe while I'm recording this pre-recorded show, Jamie will respond via messenger and go, "Yeah, Smith, it came out then at this time." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Maybe give me some little notes." Maybe he won't. But the best thing is you get to experience some Hamilton music from a little while ago. I'm guessing maybe 10 years ago this music came out. Is that safe to say? Only Jamie Tennant can tell me. All right, so in this set, you're going to hear the Arkells with Cynical Bastards. Yep. Lady SG, Hello Gorgeous. Flotilla with We Sing. Gdansk with Atlas. Monster Truck, My Love Is True. Illitree, with Wildberry. Auckland with Do It Right. Starting things off, Marrakesh. Bang, bang. We're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
You do. your time. I think I have a tendency to be a rude person. Like I try to stop that. Like when I'm in shops, like occasionally a friend or a girlfriend or something like that will tell me. When I go in the shop, sometimes I just go like this. I'm like, "How much this mug?" Like in my brain, right? And I don't understand I'm being rude, but in my brain I'm going, "Excuse me, kind sir, I was wondering if you would tell me how much to purchase this mug would be." Like, I think I'm being super polite. And then I'm like, "Thank you." But I'm like, "How much mug?" And then I'm like, And then I just walk
That's
out.
That's too much.
Right?
What are you?
I don't know I'm being rude. I got a little bit of the spectrum on me. I'm a little bit, and I don't know those social things where you're meant to talk to people. And also, I've worked by myself for so long. I've been self-employed since I was 23 years old, just by myself. I never really had to interact with people. I was by myself the whole time.
Well, in Freedom, you mention that you found out through your son's vaccination process that you were on the spectrum, and that was sort
of... I found out that I have little things about me that I sometimes don't notice when people are upset. I very rarely make eye contact with people, and I even now, like, I'm every now and again, I'm consciously going, make eye contact again, and then I phase off. And I realize...
That's going on in your head right now.
Yeah, yeah, and I really realized this when I was acting, and every time they were doing my shot this way, and so you're not meant to look down camera, you're meant to look past the camera, and they always put a bit of tape on the wall when the other actor isn't with you. So the other actor might be giving lines here, but they put a bit of tape on the wall, so you go, that's where your eye line is. And then they kept on going, you're not looking at the tape. And I'm like, I wouldn't look in their f***ing eyes if... When you're in the scene together, it's fine. But, like, just had to stare back at the tape. I was feeling uncomfortable staring back at the tape. And so I don't understand these people who just keep eye contact the entire time through a conversation. It seems very uncomfortable to me. And so, I'm sure other people in my life, as I said, I told people that they diagnosed me with mild. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that sounds about
right. That makes
sense. That's about right. But I don't know if I do. I think people are different. I think people have their own personality traits. I think there's... some people are awkward. Now, there's obviously people who have complete Asperger's who, you know, there's no question about it. But I think some people, we're all just wired a little bit differently, and that's how things work.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Smoking the sun rays, dancing away, way, way. It's so beautiful and unusual. Visual of haze, smoke in the sun, rays dancing away. Ain't hearing what I say. Open your ears, no fear, obey. I'm a goddess, you a slave to the music when you're hearing it play. Hey, all music is created for us to escape, to slowly fade away into the nothingness. Flow with the time shift, flow in the focus, fall all silent. Open my mind, smoking that fine piff, believe in the science, I will find my desire. Babylon is rising. This is your highness. So beautiful and unusual, a visual of haze, smoking the sun rays, dancing away. Way. My red eyes, I don't hide them wide. It's my natural state, so high I won't deny this. Laughing cause my mind blank. Smell the aroma when it hitting the flame, so dank. Spark that keef on it, cause you know we be so swank. Blazing trails to elevate my mind state. Your risk is so beautiful and unusual. A visual of haze, smoking the sun rays. It's in no way.
Oh,
There you go. Some Cynical Bastards from Arkells. And just spinning some songs from Everybody Dance Now, Volume 10. And I just messaged Jamie Tennant. I'm hoping he's the program director at CFMU. And he's the one that could tell me this knowledge. Should I have messaged him before recording? Yes. Logic dictates that. But no, I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff at once again. And, you know, and I have to pre-record the show a week ahead of time. So I'm doing some other things and blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, like I'm working on this. I'm looking at this next cast radio software scheduling. And that's my next phase for the website Steel City Music, which has been dormant since July. We had some problems with that. And then, you know, my buddy Tyler never got around to fixing it and kind of lost track of it, whatever. It's been me for 2 years anyway, so I shouldn't say that about Tyler. He's a cool dude. But yeah, so I'm just waiting him. We're transferring things over to blah, 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 this other thing. And then what I want to do is I want to start doing the Steel City Music radio station and start doing that and putting interviews up there. Yeah, only because I'm a radio guy, right? Because my background has been radio for the last, whatever, 15 years, something like that. So anyway, yeah, so I'm just doing some changes on the site, steelcitymusic.ca. And I just want to add a few things there and put some podcasts up. And I'm still going to do the radio shows at both respective stations. So there you go. Because I feel it's important that you give back to local radio. And I've always felt that way about the both radio stations, the one at Mohawk College and the one at McMaster University. So, you know, there you go. All right. So having said all those wonderful things, just as a reminder, Steel City Music Gram is the Instagram. I'm always repopulating my feed with what's going on. If there is anything going on right now, as I jokingly said before, of people's music and events, that sort of stuff. So give us a follow on SCM Gram, and that would be appreciated. And if you want to contact me, you can message me through there. Also, get a hold of me through Facebook. If you're on Facebook, I've limited my Facebook content in regards to my my feed and everything else. I have just kind of closed off my own personal thing, and I don't know if you've done this or not. I've kind of trimmed the fat, it is a term, but just got rid of a lot of people that were friends that I never hear from. But then there are people who I hear from that are posting, you know, controversial stuff, like, you know, like whatever, like whether it's like, you know, they're telling, the latest thing I read is that, you know, that I should be drinking urine to get rid of COVID. And that's super cool. Thanks for posting that. Yeah, that's a delete right there and a block. But no, it's actually, that's the newest conspiracy thing from the anti-vaxxer movement. Super. But yeah, so what I've been doing is I've been just trimming that and then just focusing on putting the content and talking with people through Instagram and the SCM page. And then once the website gets up and running again, then we'll just do it all through there, that sort of thing. So, but it's weird though, because when you're trying to like, when you look at the analytics and algorithms and all the other crap of where people are listening and how they're responding, most people, the most reactions that you get are through Facebook. I don't, like, is that a true reaction alike? I don't know. So, I don't know. It's just these things that I'm pondering. You're probably going through it too. You're actually, right now, you're thinking to yourself, this guy has got to turn off the social media and start drinking some urine. That's what he's got to do. He's really got to start doing that. But I'm not doing that. You're right on the social media thing. There are certain things I got to stop looking into and overanalyzing. It's a problem that you have when you're in the middle of the COVID times. Okay, closing out this second half of this hour, you will hear Dan Lanois. You know him. You love him. Multi-Juno Emmy winner. Caribou, Juno winner. Greywater was another act. Paul Federici, Tommy Swick, The White Crowleys, and Ramona. Pluto Was a Planet on Steel City Music. Well, I was dumb, so dumb, looking for love when you were under my thumb. Don't need some credit.
Thank you. coming from all over to drown me out. Something in the air, something wrong around here, something about the crazy and the pressure and the fear. Oh, it's bad things going on around here. My body's running out of air.
Thank you. there's no reason to the rhyme. So hold on.
Can't do without you. You're listening to Steel City Music.